So after your kids met the host of Homes from Chicago, was therapy needed after the Bulls game, or are they okay?
You know, that was the first great meeting, because that was the first time they met you in person. But their entire lives, they've been speaking to you on the air.
Yes.
You know, we've called, wished them happy birthday. I did have to pay back that blizzard you owed me to my son on his last birthday.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
It's the next errand to run, David.
You know? That's what I'm good at.
No. It was such a treat to be in the suite with you. The Team Hochberg suite at United Center is awesome. Being there with you for the Bulls was an amazing event with the family. Bringing the kids up there was awesome. And then the next night, you lent me the room. I had to pay you for it.
No.
You sold it to me.
No, I lent it to you. Go ahead.
We had a great time up there watching the Hawks win. Chicago sports are amazing right now.
Right.
Well, not baseball. But I'm here. I am the baseball player. Blue Sky baseball player. It's the Halloween theme show.
I like it.
World Series champions restoration. I'll say it one more time on the air.
You guys do an amazing job, and you guys are throughout the country. You guys, if there's a challenge, you know, you got storms rolling in to the south again. It's hurricanes coming, and if you have a family member or a business up here and got a location down there or a home down there, and it happens to get wiped out like everybody in Naples, Florida did, or Tampa a couple of years ago, back-to-back storms coming through. It's good to have a resource that you could trust. It's nationwide, and that's what you guys are.
Yeah, Blue Sky, we are the nationwide leader in restoration. And I want to kind of take you through a day in the life of what that means. I'm Corey. I work out of the Chicago office. We get dozens of calls a day. Last week, lots of water damage. There's towers with water damage. But I want to tell you a story about, I got a call from a client for an apartment fire. And I went out to meet them. The call comes in and says, Corey, we got flames shooting out of the building. We've called the fire department. They are here. We need Blue Sky immediately. So that's what our calls are like, okay? Wow. There's emergencies going on. We immediately respond. We are Chicago's leading restoration company, so we've got a huge team. We will never let you hang. If you have an emergency and you get a call to Blue Sky, we're taking your call and we're responding to you. But I want to kind of let you know, like, what does that responding to a fire, meeting the fire department out there and the apartment operators? So first things first is obviously always call the fire department first. They are there to save lives. They respond to keep people safe, to save people from the building, and then to put out the fire and stop the property damage. But first and foremost, they are there to help you and save you. Next is call Blue Sky. Because we're going to come out, there's going to be a lot of emergency things going on. Flames shooting out of a building, if you can only imagine what that is like to enter. So fire department's there, they're going to do their work, and then they're going to release it back to the owner of the building and to Blue Sky, because there's emergency work they want to see performed, like boarding up any penetrations to the building, kicked in doors. So we'll quickly meet with the fire department. Let's say, all right, Corey, we've taken out this screen door. The AC unit came out of the wall. That's where the fires were. We've also kicked in 7 doors that all need to be secured. And then we'll go over some preliminary things about the building. We'll know, is the building occupiable? Is there electric? In this particular case, there was just the one apartment that was uninhabitable. So everybody in the building was actually able to stay, which is great, which means we also need to make sure the air is clean and get in the scrubbers and start the initial emergency cleaning that very evening, the very day of the fire.
If you encapsulate it, it won't escape the unit. It won't go through the walls.
Now, when you say encapsulate, I can't wait to hear what
he
you
did my basement.
Say.
He did my basement.
How are you going to do that in a condo?
Okay, well, encapsulation is a restoration technique,
sure,
but a little further down the line.
You put the tent up. You
containment.
Put the containment tent,
so
not
first step, yes,
sorry.
You can plastic, if you can contain with plastic, and then you do negative air, so you're actually pushing the air from the source out of the building.
Got it.
Not vice versa. So you're containing the smoky area, and then you're ejecting the smoke. And that
I got
is
a question for you. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, but like in the condo that I owned, we had, well, I guess the bottom opened up. So the bottom window opened up. So you would just vent it through the bottom window, because it was, I didn't have any doorway, no terraces, but the bottom of the window kind of cantilevered in. Is that the right word?
Yes,
okay,
sure.
Look at that.
Not.
Okay. All right. But it opened in. And,
there you go.
And so you would vent it out that way.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
We're gonna find a way to achieve negative air pressure and ventilate. Yep.
What does cantilever mean?
It's not that term.
Okay.
It's
well, it sounded
an
good.
Extension of like a house where your weight loads on the inside
right,
and then that's floating on the outside.
Don't get specific. It's a rate. It's okay.
You had an awning window that opened up.
Yeah. You thank go. You. Okay. There, Mr. Oh, cantilever.
I didn't say
guys,
it.
Guys, we're talking about something much more serious.
Yeah.
We know. Structural fire.
Thank
right.
You.
No. So you seal off so it can't go out the front door is what I was saying. Right. Because that's what they did in my basement. You contain the area where the mold was. It was a zipper, and then you had to go in there. You put a tent up,
yeah,
which is basically what you did.
Yeah,
okay.
And hey, let's take a note. Our containment barriers are absolutely beautiful. They're airtight. They're zipper entry, and you can even see our negative pressure just looking at the plastic. And manipulating air pressures mean in that source, in that area, we're having contaminant. Could be smoke, could be mold, could be asbestos. In your case, David, it was mold. You can actually see the plastic kind of bow in,
yeah.
And that shows, okay, we're under negative. When you open the zipper, because it's a work site, so you can come and go, you can literally open that zipper and feel the air from the clean portion of the home or building rushing into that area. So that is the critical restoration technique of negative air pressures, because what you have to avoid is cross-contamination. You can't be under positive pressure and blow mold or smoke or asbestos or these other things in unaffected areas.
How long does that usually take to get? I know every fire is different. Every house is different. The size of the room, the size of the dam, all that stuff. But on average, what does it usually take to get through the negative air to extract?
To mitigate.
Yeah, thank you. To mitigate.
You're welcome.
So
get all
Mr.
that
cantilever.
Yeah.
You know, Blue Sky looks at these projects as not just mitigation, but also the final repair. And frankly, our claim to fame is how quick we can move through these processes. This particular job, which is an apartment fire where one apartment is 100% destroyed. I mean, it is gone.
Yeah.
Now, this building was an older building, so it was built out of block, which is actually a good thing because that reduced the amount of smoke fallout. It reduced the amount of water penetrating adjacent areas. Like in this loss, there was one apartment completely totaled by fire. Only two apartments received water damage and a hallway. Frankly, the fire department doing their life safety check broke more doors than to apartments that weren't any affected. Now,
well, that's okay.
That is okay.
Okay, thank you.
They're running through the building. They're making sure there's nobody injured or hurt. They got to get into these units. They got to check every single one. If the door's locked, they're going to knock a few times.
And that's what firemen are supposed to do. Firefighters are supposed to do.
We want them to do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you can replace a door in a jam with a lot easier than you can a life that's behind there that you don't know what's behind the door.
Yep.
So good for the firefighters.
Yeah. So let's break down the project real quick. This is maybe a 2-month project. Mitigation should be about a week. So that is, you do the emergency service night of, you contain it, you set the filters, you start the drying, and then you move into the mitigation demo scope. The one apartment I told you is totaled, so all the drywall comes out, all the flooring comes out, cabinets come out. Then we structurally clean that space. Now, David, we're ready for encapsulation.
Encapsulation.
After you clean the structure that's going to remain. Like you, charred framing's got to go. But all the other framing and structural components of the building that are not charred, they can be cleaned free of the smoke, and then they can be encapsulated, and that will prevent any odors in the future.
One-stop shop phone number. What's the Blue Sky number?
You can reach us anytime. We're always open, and a manager will take your call nationwide, 800-266-5677.